Shabbat Shalom. Today's parsha is actually a double parasha, a double portion. So that means I get to talk twice as long. So. Okay. Combined, we're going from Exodus 35:1 to 40:38, which is the end of the chapter. Okay. Vayechel and Pikudu, as I said, are two portions. Okay, and it starts out with Moses assembling the people of Israel, and he restates the laws concerning the Sabbath. He wanted to make sure the people knew that no work was to be done, you know, especially in conjunction with building the tabernacle. And penalty was death. It was a capital offense to break the Sabbath. Okay? So the tabernacle had to be, you know, precise and done right. Okay? The people freely donated the required material, and they brought it in abundance. They brought gold, silver, and copper, blue, purple, and red dyed wool, goat hair, spun linen, animal skins, wood, olive oil, herbs, and precious stones. They brought so much, Moses had to tell them to stop. Okay, it had to be. It was all being done willfully. Nobody coerced anybody to do it. No arms were twisted. The people loved to give, and they were bringing it and bringing it. And Moses said, oh, "Enough already." Okay, so they loved to give, but there came a point to where it was too much. I don't know too many pastors that would want the people to stop because it was too much, but that's what God told them to do. So after all this stuff was brought, a team of wise and skilled craftsmen, okay, and they made all the curtains, the fixtures, all the furniture, you know, everything that was involved in the sacrifices, the menorah, the Ark of the Covenant, the laver, the basins, the tables, the altars, all of that stuff. And then the next portion starts off with Bezalel, Aholayev, and their assistants who made the eight priestly garments, and that included the high priest garments. The Mishkan, or the temple, is completed, and all its components are brought to Moses, who checks it out, makes sure it's all right, has it erected, and anoints it with holy anointing oil, and initiates Aaron and his four sons into the priesthood. Okay, this was the last time Moses was allowed to have anything to do with that part of the tabernacle, because Aaron and his sons were now the high priests, and it was their responsibility now. The Lord comes and appears in a cloud, satisfying his divine presence. And of course, we know that when the cloud moved, you know, the people moved, and that's how they were wandering around by the leading of the Lord. Now, there's some other interesting things that I found out while researching this. You take the talents of gold and convert it to pounds, there's 3,767 pounds of gold. I checked the price of gold today, and it was $1,160 per ounce. So in today's economy, the gold that they brought amounted to $69,915,520. That's a lot of gold. And that's not including the silver or the precious stones and the fine linens and all that other stuff. That was a lot of gold. In fact, not just the furnishings were made with the gold, but the gold was actually pounded down into thread and woven into the garments. So, I mean, it was used for everything. The covenant was inlaid with gold on the inside and the out. Why was the Ark of the Covenant inlaid with gold on the inside? Once the articles were put into it, anybody remember what the articles were? Yeah, Aaron's rod, manna, and the law. Okay, and then it was covered up with the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant's lid, so to speak. So nobody would look into it again, ever. So how come the inside had to be inlaid with gold? Well, it appears that God wants to us to know of his integrity. God is the same on the inside as he is on the outside. And that's how we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be holy just as God is holy. Is what people see you on the outside, is that what you are on the inside? Something to think about. Another interesting fact, and this was pointed out by Rashi. Rashi was a noted Jewish rabbi in 1040 AD to 1105 AD, probably the most trusted commentator on the Tanakh. His actual name is Rabbi Shlomo Zaki. The R-A from Rabbi, you know, the S-H from Shlomo, and the I from Izaki, and they come up with Rashi. So his real name, Rabbi Shlomo Izaki, but you'll always find him referred to as Rashi. But anyway, on the construction of the ephod, God instructed them to have onyx stones on the shoulders. Shoulder stones made of onyx with the inscribed with the sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes, six on the right and six on the left, and they were put on in a birth order. Rashi pointed out that if you took the letters of the Hebrew and you counted them up, and Benjamin, the last son, was spelled correctly with the yod, okay, there were exactly 25 letters on each stone. Okay, 25 and 25. Okay, and this kind of represented equality. When the high priest went into the Holy of Holies, he was bringing with him the tribes of Israel. And you figure 25, 25, that's even. Nobody's better than anybody else. Everybody's even in the eyes of God when you come to the throne of grace, okay? So I kind of thought that was pretty interesting. Well, 25 and 25 is also 50. 50 is pretty significant. 50 is the number of Jubilee and deliverance. Every 50th year on the was a year of Jubilee. There are 50 days between Passover and Shavuot, 50 days between the Lord's resurrection and the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit is poured out. So I say all that to wind up with this. God is precise in how he deals with us. Sin was dealt with in an exact manner in the Old Covenant. Everything had to be done perfect. And now in the New Covenant, sin is dealt with in the exact manner of Yeshua, who paid for our sins and gave us the free gift of salvation. And if you don't already know, you might ask yourself, well, how do I get this gift? Paul tells us, among other places, but in Romans 10, 9 and 10, Paul tells us that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart one believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. So, this concludes the book of Exodus in this cycle. And there's a blessing that's always said at the end of the book. And Del would not let me go unpunished or unscolded if I didn't give this blessing, which is, Hazak, Zak, V'nech, Hazak. Be strong, and be strengthened. Shabbat Shalom.